Hello there, guys, and welcome to episode 26 of Coffee Talk with Rob and Greg. I'm Rob.
I'm Greg. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode with us. And today we want to talk about finding experts and having ethics in business, because Rob and I are very passionate about the jobs we do or the roles we have, and we want to make sure that other people are aware of who they're hiring, to ensure that people hire the right people and helping them.
It's sort of based off on that yesterday conversation that we had before. You know, well, we should record this conversation and turn it into a podcast. And it essentially came from there was that thing I shared on Facebook about this poor lady who, essentially, a personal trainer she'd messaged a personal trainer for help and said that she was interested in joining his boot camp.
Yeah.
And then this personal trainer got back to her and said, "Oh, well, I've seen you in the gym and you're too big for my boot camp. I'm sorry, but I can't take you on until you've lost a bit of weight." And bless this poor lady, she was absolutely distraught. And she shared on Facebook basically to kind of expose this guy. And I think that it could have been handled in a better way, but I think it just shows that ethically there is some dodgy characters out there. And this bloke, I think, is one of them where he doesn't really give a shit.
And that's the thing, Rob, that's a good point you made, because there's a lot of people who, in inverted commas, call themselves trainers, coaches, mentors, experts, and they're not. I'm not putting down anybody in particular, but what I'm saying is, Rob's trained to be a PT, I've trained to be a coach, okay? We follow through ethically in our training and what we've done. We like to help people, we like to get results for people, okay? And trying to find the right person in the sea of choice these days is quite difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think there's so many different people out there, and then it's just very hard to find the person that is legit and actually will do what they say they're going to do. And even like everywhere you go online now, you've got these ads
yes.
targeting you. But if you run a business of any kind where it's like, use this hack and you can make six figures, this is how I went from broke to now I've got my... And quite often a lot of it is like they're just trying to scam vulnerable people you know, who desperately are trying to make their business work, and they're looking for whatever they can, and they end up charging thousands of pounds. Because I've had it where I've spoken to these people and they've wanted thousands of pounds, and they've actually tried to encourage me to get in debt before to try and pay for the program that they're doing. But they're like, "Oh, it's going to be a game changer. You're going to make so much money from this program."
A bit like a lot of these people who claim to be client attraction experts who aren't. They put adverts on Facebook, they pretend that they're multimillionaires or very rich, and they think that they're the answer to helping you when they actually aren't successful themselves.
I've seen people doing this with Grant Cardone, and they're like, "Oh yeah, this is how I'm now working with Grant Cardone," and it's like, no, you're not. You went to you paid to go to one of his events, and you paid for a high-end ticket, which meant that you were able to have a meet and greet with him and have a photo.
Yeah.
And now you're pretending that you work with him and that he's one of your clients
right.
and he's your mate. When no, actually, you just went to one of his events and had a picture with him.
Yeah. And this is the point we're making, guys, is it's very difficult to know who to trust when you're trying to find an expert to help you, isn't it, Rob? However, you can find experts to trust, and you can find people who essentially will help you get the results you want. And sometimes you have to pay premium prices if you find the right people, because they're the experts in what they do. Just be careful in what you're...
I think one thing to look for as well is like, how much does the person talk about themselves, or do they talk a lot about their clients? Like, if a person on their website just goes on about me, and it doesn't talk about, here's this client, this is how I help them, then probably avoid that person. Whereas if they have a lot of client results and they talk a lot about the work that they're doing with clients, and they've got videos of the work they're doing with their clients, they've got photos, they've got before and after pictures, and they've got loads of reviews, they're probably going to be a good person to speak to.
Yeah.
The other thing, like, particularly, like, I do it with me. Like, I offer people where they can come and meet me, they can chat to me. If they like me, you know, great, they can hire me as their PT. And if I like them, I will say, yeah, I'd like to take you on. Also, it works both ways. If they don't like me, great, cool, that's fine. It's not the right program for you. You know, I would recommend you go and speak to this person. This is the thing as well, that the issue I took with that bloke is he was saying that she's too fat. But a good coach knows that any exercise can be regressed and made easier. He could have he could have said to this lady, "Look, I don't think the boot camp's right for you. However, I do one-to-one PT, and I think that is maybe more what you need until you're a little bit more confident, a little bit fitter, and a bit stronger, and then we can get you to come along to the boot camp session."
Right.
That's probably how I would have handled that situation. I would have said, look, you know, the boot camp, it is quite difficult. It is a bit more advanced. However, what I would like to do is I'd like to offer you a couple of sessions. You can come in, you can see me. You know, it will cost this much, but we can go through, you know, where your ability level is at, and I can show you the way, and we can, you know, then maybe get you on track to being able to be up to the right standard for the,
and actually,
for the boot camp.
If you need to, tailor make something, a bespoke package for them, if that's what's required. It's like,
yeah,
with my website, similar to Rob, they come through something called a scheduler by Acuity, and I can already determine whether we're a right fit or not because of the answers that they give me. So I'm not going to just let someone fill in a form, get on the phone and try and sell to them and get them in debt, right? At the end of the day, if they haven't got the money to invest in their own future and they are not committed or can be accountable, I'll already know by the form that they fill in. So I'm not going to waste their time or mine. And I certainly won't try and take people's money just because I might think, oh, I can get a few grand here, right? So Rob, let's talk a little bit now about experience versus expertise.
Yeah, and I think experience is knowing whether or not you're the right person to help someone. Because, I mean, yes, I could quite easily make a lot more money if I took on anyone and everyone, which I know some PTs that do that. But I'd rather take on the right people who are the right fit for my business. And if I don't feel I can help them, being an expert is knowing when you can and can't help someone. Same with experience. Like, if you have enough experience, you know you can't help that person. Mm-hmm. So what you'll do is you'll send them to the right person. So,
exactly.
For example, I could quite easily take on a client who wants to get massive and build muscle, but I wouldn't want to do it because it's not what I'm interested in. And I wouldn't do as good a job as someone who that's their specialism, that's what they've studied, and that's what they're good at. So,
yeah.
You know, I've done that before where someone's come to me saying, I want to get big. Can you do me a meal plan? Can you do me this? I'm like, well, it's not really how I work, and I tend to work mostly with people that want to do this. Here's my colleague's contact details. Go and speak to him.
Right. And that's another thing, isn't it? Is actually, if Rob and I are specialists in our areas, which we are, we're not going to try and recruit people or get clients in areas that we're not, first of all, experts in, or secondly, passionate about, or thirdly, just trying to make some money. Okay. So be very careful who you're about to hire, because you may just be hiring someone who, like Rob said, they're narcissistic, they just care about themselves and their money.
Yeah.
They're not really going to get you results.
The other thing you want to look at is, are they actively learning and continuing their professional development?
Exactly.
Because I know there's a lot of PTs where they just still go by what they learned on the PT course or what their own experience is.
Absolutely.
They don't actively go out, they don't listen to podcasts, they don't go to seminars, they don't pay for online courses.
They don't read books.
And continue their professional development. Whereas me personally, like, I spend a lot of money going to courses. I go to a lot of seminars. I spend a lot of money on my professional and personal development.
Exactly.
Weekly, I'm listening to a new podcast episode pretty much daily. I'm always trying to learn something new and improve. And, you know, I look back at the coach I was when I first started and the coach I am now. I would say the standard of service that I offer is much greater.
There you go, Rob. And that's, I couldn't have put it any better. The fact that Rob and I are consistently evolving and developing, and I think that anybody that's worth their salt in their business, their sector, their niche, whatever you want to call it, their market, should be continually learning themselves, tweaking and getting better and refining what they do in order to be the best they can be. And so when you're looking for a trainer or a coach, make sure you also look for these things, not just the reviews of people that people have given, of course that's very important, and testimonials and how they've been rated, but also what they've done, you know, and what they continue to do. Get on the phone with them and listen.
What they've achieved.
Yeah.
I'd always say to people, like, particularly if you're trying to choose what I do, like, go in, speak to them, book in a session. You know, a lot of PTs like myself, I do it. Less so now. I don't tend to offer as many free sessions now. I prefer to actually just do, like, a consultation and chat to a person rather than a free session.
Mm-hmm.
If they do request it, I will do it. But I try to just only do a consultation with people now and get to know them. And I'll talk to them over the phone first before I'll even invite them in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I think basically, you know, it's about getting to know someone and looking at what they're like and what they're, and maybe if possible, if you get a chance to meet some of their other clients, to ask them about their experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you get on the phone with a professional coach, they really are interested in what your goals are, you know. And so going back to when we said about reviewing portfolios,
yeah,
look at the work they've done before and see if it's the right fit for you. Look at their reviews and ratings and testimonials. Have a chat to them, like Rob says. look at your expectations. What are you hoping to get out of meeting them? Okay, what results are you trying to get? See how they talk to you about that. Okay, and filter down a few people first. You know, look at the top three people that you're interested in and then make a decision. I mean, Rob and I have both paid for coaches and trainers ourselves. And actually, a part of us continually developing is in us hiring experts as well. We spent thousands of pounds on hiring people. So we know the good ones and the bad ones, yeah. Okay? The ethical ones and the non-ethical.
I think the other thing we need to go back to and touch on a little bit as well is like qualifications.
Yeah.
Because I was having a little bit of a rant on the car on the way here about, you know, I'm not going to name any particular companies because I don't want them to sue me. Just disclaimer, I don't want to name any companies. But these kind of diet clubs where usually it's led by some woman, you know, with a generic name like Sue or Karen, something like that. And she has no qualifications to do with exercise, nutrition, anything like that at all. Yet she is in charge of helping people to lose weight. All she has done is she's been on some kind of course or some kind of training. Mm-hmm. And there may be some sort of dietitian or nutritionist in head office that's come up with the program. But now she's responsible for helping people. And I know for a fact from that I've spoken to people, they get a cut of every single person that pays their £5 to turn up to be weighed and then given this plan.
Right. So,
and the thing about these people is, if for example, if your weight hasn't changed 1 week, they're not going to know about body composition and why that might be. They're just going to turn around to you and go, oh, you should try a bit harder next time. You know,
exactly.
So I mean, I don't dispute that it works, but for some people it does work, and some people like that group nature and they like that accountability. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but I'm just saying I don't think it's very ethical that the person in charge of it has no qualifications to do with nutrition or exercise.
It's very similar to what in my area as well, Rob, where people are basically calling themselves business coaches or small business coaches, and they've never owned a business or ran one. And they've got no business experience whatsoever behind them. But they're saying, I will change your business. I'll grow your business. Yet they've never grown a business in their lives, okay? Now, a lot of people want to become coaches and trainers. And quite rightly, as Rob said, you must be careful because a lot of these businesses, and I'm not going to name any names, but are quite big companies. They're multi-million dollar companies. So what they're trying to do is make money, okay? And what they do then is they hire people for roles who try and sell that company's product and brand. That's it. So they're churning people in, they're getting the numbers in, and then they're spitting them back out again if they're not interested.
Yeah.
All right.
We can talk a little bit about another thing I'm quite passionate about is like, and you have experience because you've been in and you've bought into one of these companies yourself, is these, well, they keep changing what they describe themselves as. It was at one point MLM, like multi-level marketing.
Yes, yeah.
Now they call themselves network marketing companies.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to name any particular brands because, again, I don't want them to sue me. But it really gets on my nerves that they're selling these pills and these shakes and like making out like they're the most amazing thing in the world. Yet the people selling them have no qualifications to do with nutrition or exercise.
Yeah.
They've been to a seminar and now they're responsible for, you know, giving advice to people and saying and helping them to become healthy. When in reality, they're just trying to make money. And they don't make any money from, what I've realised is they don't make any money from actually selling the products. The way they make their money is recruiting other people to then sell the products.
Who also
and then it gets funneled up.
Aren't interested. Yeah. And just to be clear on that, what Rob was saying is that when I was, came out of employment when I was 30 and started my own business, I had my own cleaning business, okay? And me and my brother built that up. But the thing being is I also joined MLM network marketing companies to see how they worked and see how they helped people. I was essentially like a spy to see what this was all about, right?
Yeah.
So I got a lot of experience in learning about particular brands and companies back then and what they actually stood for. So just as Rob's saying there, you've got to be careful when you're buying into things and to supposedly effective solutions which aren't going to work.
What I will say is I have some very good friends who do network marketing and they do it very well. They do it in an ethical way.
Depending on what
the
business is,
because they don't push about the fact you can make lots of money. They focus primarily on the product and how the product helps people. But then they do say, if you are interested, you can make a second income. They don't make out like that you can make lots of money and you're going to be really rich. They do it in an ethical way.
Yeah.
You know?
So really, what Rob and I are talking about here is life is full of risks. right? Well, I think we'd all agree with that. There are no guarantees in anything. There's no guarantees in business. There's no guarantees in what's going to happen when you walk out your front door. The point is, you can reduce your risk significantly when you're trying to get help from an expert by really refining what we've talked about here and essentially just getting rid of the chaff, you know? Basically, people who aren't going to be able to help you and get you results. You want to make sure you thoroughly research who you're looking to work with and what results you're trying to get before you just get on the phone with someone who's trying to sell to you, because we're all sold to every day so much on the television, on the computer, adverts on buses. Everyone's telling us how we should look, how we should behave, what we should dress like. We've got to sort of shut that all down and sort of think for ourselves and say, what do I really want to get out of this? You know, what do I really want to build? And then from that point on, with your information gathered, you can then approach the right people who you may feel are a good fit for you.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just going back to in terms of some of the qualities to look for, like, do they actually give a shit about you? Like, do they care? Are they invested in the results that you're getting? Like, are they checking up, making sure you're okay? Like, my issue I take with some PTs is that I class them as like conveyor belt PTs, and that they get a person in, beast them, right, see you later, on to the next client, beast right. them, cool, see you next time. Yep. Whereas me, I like to spend time getting to know the person. I like to chat to them. And after I finish with a client, you know, I make sure I get them booked in for the next session. But then I'm checking in with them during the week. You know, I've set up a Facebook group. I've made like it clear that I want to know what they're doing.
Right. And that's the point, is business is human. It's about behavior. And people buy in based on their emotions, okay? And if they want to lose weight, it's a very emotional thing, right?
Yeah.
But other people just base business on numbers. And let's face it, business is about numbers. It's about growing and all, everything else. But a lot of people just think about that and not the human side. And what our job is, Rob and I, is to think about the human being that's coming in and seeing how we can enhance their life and improve the situation they're in. And yeah. if we can't, we send them away to someone
and
else.
The other thing you want to look at is, do they take into consideration your struggles? So, for example, there's some particular like weight loss approaches or and coaches who focus primarily on one particular approach.
Yeah.
But you might say to them, oh, but I'm really struggling with this approach. What can I do? And they're just like, no, you need to try harder. Mm. Whereas with me, like, I have my own biases, and I have the biases that I will push people towards because I know they work. But if someone says, oh, I really don't like tracking calories, I'm like, that's cool, okay, we can try this, this and this, and mm-hmm. then if that doesn't work, then maybe we should go back to it, but we'll try this first. And yeah, so I won't just because somebody doesn't like my approach say, oh you're not trying hard enough. I'll try and work with them to find the right approach for them. So, for example, quite recently, a client of mine, I was saying, have you been managing to track your calories? She's like, actually, I don't really like doing it. I was like, okay, I have this PDF that I can send you, and it kind of makes it a bit simpler about how you can kind of, you know, track your portion sizes and roughly guesstimate how much you're eating,
right.
Which essentially using your hands to measure out portion sizes. And she found that method a lot more helpful. So that's the thing. Do they actually listen to you? Do they take into consideration what you want to do? Or are they just sticking by their guns and sticking to their own particular biases?
And are you flexible enough and open enough to work with them in different ways? You know, like Rob just said, you know, if there's a different way of giving them something, information, training, and figuring out the best way they learn through video, through yeah. reading or whatever it is, try and listen actively. And active listening isn't something which a lot of people do. All they do is listen to the sound of their own voice and try and get a sale. Whereas active listening people really do care with their hearts about the situation that you're in. So listen, guys, we just wanted to basically touch on the fact that you've really got to be careful out there and try and find the people who can help you the most, the experts, the positional leaders who care about what they do and their craft and care about the results you're getting. We hope you found some value in it today. And Rob, did you want to say any more about...
It's just we just basically were having this conversation and we wanted to kind of touch on a few things that annoy us about our industries, but also what people need to look out for when they're trying to right. hire someone ethical and someone who's a good coach. So should we summarize kind of what we said? Like we said about you know, they actually give a damn about you.
Right.
They actually have qualifications.
Yeah.
They
got good reviews.
Yeah,
testimonials.
Looking at the reviews and testimonials from their clients. When you look at their marketing, does it talk all about them or is it about you and the results that they can help you to get? That's kind of the things that you want to look for.
Do they actually listen to you and care about what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah.
Or are they more interested in listening to the sound of their own voice?
And financially, like, are they just all in it for the money, or do they have a decent reason as to why they're genuinely trying to help you?
And make sure you get on the phone and have a chat to them. Very often we've got an intuitive side to us where we can tell if someone actually gives a crap or not by chatting to them. So see if it's someone who actually is listening to you, does care and does want you to get results, and is prepared to work with you, like Rob said again, about templates, about different things where they can give you things to work with, homework and so on, which you can then discuss and improve upon the next time you see them, so you can find out what your expectations are. Don't lower your standards, guys.
Yeah.
So if you want to contact me about business coaching and business development, just type in my name to Google, Greg, G-R-E-G, Dettisi, D-E-T-I-S-I, and you'll find my videos, ebooks, courses, my website, our podcast, my blog, and Rob.
Yeah, all of that will be linked in the show notes. If you go to my website, rlete-fitness.com, that's where you can basically find everything about me. It's got my social media linked on there. It's got the podcast linked on there. I've got a few spaces open up for PT, both online and particularly in Bristol. I'm looking to fill some of my group training sessions. So, yeah, please do get in touch if you'd like my help. Or Greg's help as well, if you want to grow your business. We'd be happy to have a chat to you. If you've enjoyed it, make sure to subscribe. Also, give us a rating on iTunes or whatever your preferred platform is. And give the podcast a share as well. Sharing is caring.
It is. Until next time, guys.
See ya. Cheers. Bye.